Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna.
Today, Anna, it's our third day with David. David's crazy summer is almost at an end, right? It's getting to be very close to school time again. He spent the first part of the summer working, right? He was working. What was he doing? He was a pilot. He was the president of Japan.What was he, an F1 race car driver?
He helps clean up in the swimming pool.
A pool boy, that's right. Mm-hmm. He and his friend Eddie were cleaning pools and making some money. And then he spent the money, that is good. He spent the money on a video game. His mom didn't really like the video game. It had a lot of blood and monsters.
Fighting.
It was called Zombies. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. David loved the game. He played it all the time.Until his mom started to ask him questions about his summer homework. Did you finish your summer homework? She asked him. And David's answer was, no.
I didn't even get started. I was busy.
That's right, he was busy.
I was working.
Killing zombies. It's a lot of zombies to kill, Mom. I can't kill all the zombies in just a few hours. You don't want the people to die because I was too lazy.Too busy doing homework to kill zombies, Mom. How would you feel if a zombie ate your brain homework?
No more video games until you finish your homework.
That's right. His mom didn't believe that idea, that he was saving the world by killing zombies. And she said, no more video games till you finish your homework. Oh, David was not happy, but he's got to get the homework done. I mean, if his mom's not happy...The teachers will be really unhappy when he goes back to school and has no homework finished.
That's right. 你赶快看看他到底暑假作业写完了没。
David's daily life. Nightmare before school.
The next few days, Mom woke me up every morning at 7:30. She helped me with my homework until dinner.We only took a break for lunch. We finally finished the night before school started. Mom said, David, I can't always help you with homework. How will you survive in college? I looked down. You're right, Mom. I won't play until I finish my work first. Mom sighed and patted my shoulder. Good night, honey.I need to prepare your lunch for tomorrow. She looked so tired. I promised myself to be more responsible.
One hour.
Break. Break.Lucy took a break and then worked on her painting again. Lucy took a break and then worked on her painting again. Finally, finally, Max finally finished writing his new book after 3 years. Max finally finished writing his new book.After 3 years. Prepare. Prepare. Prepare, prepared, prepared. Mom prepared lunch for us while we played outside. Mom prepared lunch for us while we played outside. Responsible. Responsible.We should be responsible for our own actions. We should be responsible for our own actions.
Okay, so he's back at work. His mom is really pushing him hard. The next few days, Mom woke him up every morning at 7:30 with a whip. Get out of bed. Okay, Mom. Jeez. That would make him work faster.
你这样太搞笑了。Anyways, 妈妈只是每天早上七点半把她叫起来而已。Wake someone up 就有把人叫醒的意思。Somebody wake up 就表示她自己醒来啦。Anyways, the next few days、当然是接下来的这几天啦、可是在英文当中啊，这个 few 很讨人厌。A few、means some.
A few, like I have a few apples,、would you like to eat one?
A few apples is some apples. I have few apples, what does that mean?
I have few apples,、that means I have not many、apples. I don't have many apples, I have few apples.
如果是 few 加可数名词而且是复数就表示很少很少不多的意思。那 a few 再加上可数名词复数就表示有一些有几个。So what's the difference?
Well, that's why we have the 英文快译通。
所以我们赶快来多看一些例子，你就可以了解 few 什么什么跟 a few 什么什么到底有什么差别哦。接下来是我们的英文快译通。
英文
快译通。
英文中我们常看到两个用来表示数量的词汇，分别是 few 跟 a few， 但明明都是一样的字，前面加了一个字母，究竟有什么差别呢？现在就让我们来一起来看看吧。 few 跟 a few 在表面上虽然差别只在前方的冠词 a， 但意思却是天差地远。首先 a few 表达的就是一些几个的意思，例如There are a few people in the park. There are a few people in the park. 表示公园里头有几个人。I'm going on a business trip for a few days. I'm going on a business trip for a few days. 我要出差几天。然而 few 的意思则不一样，表达的是很少，几乎没有的意思，带有否定的意味。例如I have few chocolates left in my pocket. I have few chocolates left in my pocket. 我口袋里的巧克力剩的不多。Few people understand Arabic in Taiwan. Few people understand Arabic in Taiwan. 台湾很少人会说阿拉伯文，表示不是没有人会说，但是是很少数的人。让我举个生活中的例子给同学参考看看。例如 Tim 老师上周末跟几个朋友到海边玩，英文就可以说 I went to the beach with a few of my friends last weekend. I went to the beach with a few of my friends last weekend. 但可能因为天气不好，几乎没有人要下水玩耍。Few people chose to swim in the water. Few people chose to swim in the water.但后来天气放晴了，有些人开始去游泳，有些人则开始玩游戏，还有些人则是在晒太阳。There were a few people getting suntanned at the beach. There were a few people getting suntanned at the beach. 最后，由于玩得太开心了，大家几乎都不想要回家。We had so much fun that few people were willing to go home.We had so much fun that few people were willing to go home. 如果各位同学对 few 跟 a few 还是记不得的话，这边 Tim 老师教大家一个小方法。 A few 有两个字 a 跟 few， 所以数量比较多，但 few 只有一个字，所以数量比较少，希望可以帮助各位同学记忆哦。
Okay, so 7:30 in the morning, he's waking up, he's doing his homework, but it's not all bad, it's not all hard work. He says, she helped me with my homework until dinner.
Really?
Mom helped him with his homework.
How?
By helping him find the answers, I guess. I don't know. My mom never helped me with nothing. Oh, no, that's not true. But I would never ask my mom for help with my homework. She would say, it's your homework, not my homework. You do it.
Right.
Yeah, she would say. Or she would say, I'm not going to take the test for you. You have to take the test. You have to learn it. You do the homework.
But if you don't finish the homework, what will your mom do?
She'll say, you're going to be in trouble at school tomorrow.
That's true. That's, yeah, that's... That's how you're so responsible.
There you go. You got to stand up for yourself. When, right. I mean, when you're the president of BenQ or the president of HTC computers, your mom's not going to stand there.
Mom, what should I do? Samsung wants to sell us a new company. Well, honey, I think you should do this and don't forget to drink your milk. You know, that doesn't happen, right? So you got to learn how to take care of yourself, kids, because you only got one person to count on. That's you.
对啦，所以真的就是说，当然妈妈如果能够稍微帮忙一下，就比如说这个，倒杯水给你啊，或者是说，做不出来的数学题可以教你一下，但是基本上还是自己写。但是呢，他们还是很努力哦 ，because they only took a break for lunch.
That's right, only one little break during the day for lunch. A break is a time when you stop working to rest.Maybe to eat some food, take a nap, or even just, you know, go get some water, go to the bathroom. But basically, you know, doing homework, you put your pen down, you close the books, you get up, you go do something for just a short time. We wouldn't say, I took a break for 3 years. That's quite a long break, you know, maybe 10 minutes or half an hour or something like that.
对，所以工作呢，或者是读书啊，稍微中断一下，只是稍微休息一下，叫做 take a break. Take a break.
Yes.
You don't say take a rest.
You could say take a rest, but maybe that would be a little bit longer. And a rest might mean you're relaxing. Taking a break, well, you could go and do something else, so like walk out and buy lunch. It's not really resting, but you're just not working for a short time.
所以只是暂停一下不一定是真的休息的意思，只是稍微中断一下做一做别的事情，不一定真的是休息之意。暂停一下，待会回来叫做 take a break.
For example, Lucy took a break and then worked on her painting again. Lucy took a break and then worked on her painting again.
稍微中断一下，稍微休息一下哦，然后接着又回来继续画，叫做 take a break.
All right. Well, they finally, it says, we finally finished the work the night before school started.
The night before school started?
Yeah.
So that's like August 31st?
Well, it was like a week, I think, right? Because school was starting next week, and he didn't do the homework. But they finished the night before school started. So the next day, he has to go back to school. That was very close. It also says, we finally finished. Finally is an adverb we can use, showing that something took a long time. Okay, it wasn't an easy, quick thing to do.It was quite a long thing, okay? We finally finished. So it gives you the idea that they were working on this for a long time, many days.
Like a week.
Like a week, exactly.
就最后终于在开学前一天把它完成了。所以我们这种，最后终于怎么样了？花了好久的时间，然后很努力，如何就最后终于 finally, 这就是一个英文当中的时间副词。Finally, F-I-N-A-L-L-Y, finally.
For example, Max finally finished writing his new book after 3 years. It took him 3 years to write this book. That's quite a long time.
Finally.
Finally, Jason. Oh, good. Man, you've been working for a long time. All right, Mom says to David after they've finished, David, I can't always help you with homework.This is true.
Right.
How will you survive in college? Yeah, in college or university, he might even live in another city or in another country. And Mom won't be there to help him do the homework. So she wants to know how he will survive. To survive is to live through something very difficult. You can survive an accident or survive a very dangerous sickness or something like that. All right. So how will you live? How will you be okay?When you have this trouble, when you have a lot of difficult things to do.
所以这个 survive 其实就是生存，存活下来，或者是在什么样的困难当中还能够安然的度过。所以你如果说功课都一直没办法做的话，你还要上大学。How can you survive in college? 你要怎么样 survive 你大学生活呢？搞不好就马上被恶意了。
Yeah, because Mom's not there. And often in college, your teachers don't really care if you do the homework. They're not going to be like, hey, we didn't get your homework, or you're not doing very good. Sometimes the classes are 200 or 300 students. So the teachers sometimes, they don't even know your name.
Right.
So you just have to do the work and do it by yourself. And if you don't, well, you only have yourself. to be angry with. So David looked down. He's very embarrassed. He's kind of angry with himself. He says, you're right, Mom. I won't play until I finish my work first. Yeah, video games are good, but they're not as important as school stuff.
对啊，而且啊，其实在我们刚刚昨天说这个 until 就是时间之前的状况，我们先看一下 until 后面有什么。Until I finish my work first， 直到我把工作做完。把工作做完之前，到底可不可以玩呢？不能打电动。所以这个句子是 I won't play until I finish my work first。还是要先把功课做完才能够打电动啊。
Well, Mom listened to that, and then she sighed, and she patted his shoulder, okay? To sigh, you do that when you're a little tired or when you get some bad news or something like that. It just shows that you're not really that happy about something. She pats his shoulder like it's okay and says, good night, honey. I need to prepare your lunch for tomorrow.
Wow, 所以妈妈真的是叹了一口气又拍拍肩膀。然后呢 ,David 可以去睡觉，可是妈妈还要准备明天的便当诶。Prepare for your lunch tomorrow.
That's right. To prepare something is to get it ready, to make sure it's ready to be used. For example, Mom prepared lunch for us while we played outside. So it took her 10 minutes and she said, lunchtime! And everyone comes inside. So she went off to prepare, he went off to prepare for school, put his books in the bag and get all ready.That's the same as prepare. Mom looked so tired, I promised myself to be more responsible. So his mom really worked hard. She was worried. She really shouldn't be helping him with his homework. So he wants to be more responsible. When you're responsible, you have a job to do, someone expects you to do it, and you do it without giving anyone any trouble or asking for help. So if you have a job, for example, you have to be responsible. You have to go to the job on time, do the work right, and not give trouble to your boss or to other workers because it's not their trouble. It's not their problem. It's yours. You should be responsible and do what you need to do.
Right. 所以这里的 responsible 就是一个形容词，指的是有责任感或负责任的。
That's right. The example sentence, we should be responsible for our own actions.
If you make
a mistake, you should say, it was me, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. It was her, it wasn't me. That's not the responsible thing to do.
所以我们也一样啊，不管是不是这个作业，这个暑假或平常的时候，都要把作业做完才去做比较休闲的事情，才会有责任感哦。Be responsible.
And now we are finished, so we are going to be responsible and take a short break and be back.Well, I think that's a good thing to end our lesson on. We should all be more responsible.
对啊，不过虽然这个 David 他暑假是先乐后苦，但是我相信从今天开始以后，他都会选择先苦后乐，学习有责任感哦。
So hopefully David will be more responsible this year too, and we hope all of you guys have a very, very good school year as well.And don't play too many zombie games.
That's right.
Just a little bit.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Take out your paper and pencils and start to sketch.
Take out your paper and pencils and start to sketch.
Hello, 大家好 I'm Tim. 开学已经几个礼拜了不知道大家最喜欢上的课是什么呢 ？Tim 老师以前在学校最期待的就是美术课，让我在繁忙的课程当中放松一下，很开心的画画。没错，今天我们要教一个大家在美术课时可能会听到的句子，那就是 Take out your paper and pencils and start to sketch， 请拿出你的纸跟铅笔开始素描。这边我们看到一个片语 Take out。就是把什么拿出来的意思例如上课的时候要拿出笔记本老师可能就会说 Please take out your notebook 请把你的笔记本拿出来而后面我们看到动词 sketch 就是素描的意思画素描的英文就是 draw a sketch 或者 make a sketch假设今天你在美术课时画了爸爸的素描你就可以说 I drew a sketch of my father today 而 sketch 除了当名词之外，同时也能够当动词。例如 I sketched an apple in a few minutes， 我在几分钟之内就完成了苹果的素描。 I enjoy my time in art class， 我很喜欢上美术课。那你呢？小聚会，我们下次见咯。
Take out your paper and pencils and start to sketch.
Take out your paper and pencils and start to sketch.
David's daily life. Nightmare before school.
The next few days, Mom woke me up every morning at 7:30. She helped me with my homework until dinner.We only took a break for lunch. We finally finished the night before school started. Mom said, David, I can't always help you with homework. How will you survive in college? I looked down. You're right, Mom. I won't play until I finish my work first. Mom sighed and patted my shoulder. Good night, honey.I need to prepare your lunch for tomorrow. She looked so tired. I promised myself to be more responsible.
Break. Break. Lucy took a break and then worked on her painting again. Lucy took a break.And then worked on her painting again. Finally, finally. Max finally finished writing his new book after 3 years. Max finally finished writing his new book after 3 years. Prepare, prepare.Prepare, prepared, prepared. Mom prepared lunch for us while we played outside. Mom prepared lunch for us while we played outside. Responsible, responsible. We should be responsible for our own actions.We should be responsible for our own actions.